We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, we're talking about the kingdom of God. We're talking about the fact that the kingdom of God within you will produce if you act according to the Word of God, the way Jesus said to act on that kingdom. And it'll provide every single thing that you have need of in this life. Jesus said, don't seek the thing, but seek the kingdom that will produce the thing. Now, where we've made a grave mistake is reading into the scripture that Jesus said we're laying up all of our treasures in heaven and we won't get them until we get there. Now, you realize that in this situation here, he is showing you a type of seed time and harvest. You sow a seed, you reap a harvest. Now, we're here in Matthew, the 13th chapter. Let's continue with this on the parable of the sower. Verse 8 says, but others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, why speakest thou to them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given for you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. Now, here in Matthew's account, it says the kingdom of heaven. Now, Mark's account says the kingdom of God. These words are used interchangeably in some scriptures. This is one of the scriptures. So actually, he's saying the kingdom of God here. Now, let's notice as we go on down to verse 12, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Now, he's talking about those that don't have ears to hear. You ever seen people that didn't want to hear what God's Word said? They didn't want to hear the good news of the kingdom? Oh, they like to hear bad news, all right. They want to hear judgment and damnation, but they don't want to hear good news. You know, that's perverted thinking. When you want to hear judgment and damnation, no one will hear good news. The gospel is good news. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed. Did you know that some people close their eyes to the good news? Because that it didn't follow their little religious tradition. And they close their ears and their eyes to good news. Here it says they close their eyes, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now we're getting down to the meat of the thing. Jesus begins to give the interpretation of the parable that he told. Now, if anybody knows the interpretation to that parable, I believe Jesus does. Now, listen to what he says. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Now, notice he says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. Notice he calls the word of God the word of the kingdom. In other words, the word was designed for the kingdom. Where is the kingdom? It's within you. That's where the word belongs, inside you. Jesus said, speaking to the disciples one day, he said, if you keep my words, we will come and make our abode with you. That's where God's Word belongs, is inside you. Now, see, everybody has the truth. You know, sometimes we quote Scripture or misquote Scripture and say, well, you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, now, that wasn't what Jesus said. That wasn't all he said. He said, if you continue in my Word, Then ye shall be my disciples indeed, and then ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, everybody that has a Bible has the truth, but they're not free necessarily, because you got to have the knowledge of it before you're set free. There's many people that have a Bible, but they don't have the knowledge of what's in it. Now watch what Jesus says here. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. Notice, when you don't understand the word of the kingdom, then the wicked one cometh and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Now he said, this is the one that was sown by the wayside. Can you see what he's saying? In other words, down in Arkansas, we'd say you sowed the seeds on the turn row. It's the place where you turn the tractor around. It's all packed and hard and got grass on it, and it's not conducive for producing. So he said, the person that doesn't understand it, it's not going to get into his heart where it'll produce, because he said the first thing going to happen, Satan's going to come and steal it. Now, see, in some of the other Gospels, Mark's Gospel, he talks about that when the word is sown in the heart, Satan comes immediately to take that word out of the heart. Now, see, if you just took that account of it, you might get the idea that Satan can just come anytime and steal the word out of your heart. But he can't do that. If you understand it, he can't do that. It's only when you don't understand the word of God. That's why Jesus said, the more time you give and the measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. In other words, if you meditate on the word of God, if you study the word of God and think on it, and think it through and get an understanding of it, then you see, it comes back to you in greater measure. Now, Satan comes to steal the word, but he that receives seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. He says, glory to God, that's the best thing I ever heard. I can have what I say. So I'm just going to start saying 7 million oil wells, you know. That's the kind of fellow he's talking about here. Yet hath he no root in himself, endureth for a while, and when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he's offended. Now see, he didn't have a good understanding of it. He had a formula, but he didn't have the principle. He didn't understand it. And he received it with joy, but because there was no depth of understanding, no root in himself, then when persecution and affliction came, by and by he was offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now notice, he's talking about the hearts of men here. He's talking about the law of seed time and harvest. Thorns have to be gotten out of the way. You don't go and sow good seed among thorns and ragweeds and cuckleburrs and Johnson grass. Any good farmer knows that you get the grass and the weeds out and get it all cleaned up before you sow a seed. Because you see, all of these things, the stones and the other things that are in the heart, they'll take away from the nutrients from the plant. You know, I saw something that the Lord directed me to when I studied this one time. He said, now you've been looking at this, that this the thorns and all these things would choke out the word of God. But he said, now just turn that around and take the reciprocal of that truth. You see, he said, I was telling you the negative side of it here. But he said, now just turn it around and get the other side of this truth. And that is that if you sow the word of God, if you get all the thorns out of a person's heart, and you get their thinking straightened out according to the scripture, and get them developed and get the good word of God sown in their heart, then somebody comes along and starts sowing a bunch of thorns, that word will just spring up and choke the thorns. Isn't that good? Glory to God. I'd rather have the word choking out the thorns, hadn't you? And another thing that he showed me here, and that is that in the kingdom of God are in your heart. See, the stones that are there that keep the seed from producing, that soil will work just as hard to make that stone produce as it will a seed. That rock will take just as much moisture from the soil, if not more moisture from the soil, than that seed will. The nutrients in that soil will work just as hard on that rock to try to get it to produce as it will on the seed. But you know what? There's no life in that rock. it won't produce. And you know, there's a lot of things that we've learned down through the years through religious tradition that are nothing in the world but stones. There's no life in it. And we're going to have to be willing to give them up. We're going to have to get the stones out and get the good seed of the Word of God planted in there so it'll produce something. Can you see that? God's Word will produce. It's the incorruptible seed. Now, when I was farming, boy, if we'd have had an incorruptible seed, we'd have been on our way. But we didn't have incorruptible seed. We'd plant 10 seed and about 5 of them would come up and 2 of them would die. So you ended up with about 30%. Well, that was just the way it was. That's the way it is naturally. But thank God the Word of God is incorruptible seed. And it'll produce in your heart. And the kingdom of God, designed to produce everything you have need of, is in your heart. And if you'll feed it the Word of God, it'll produce, and it'll produce it every time. You know why? Because it's incorruptible seed. God's Word works. How many of you know that? Yeah. Praise God.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today, and I trust you've been blessed. We've taught concerning the kingdom of God. This week's offer is video offer number 7859. It's a single DVD for $20 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $24. It's entitled The Will and Principles of the Kingdom. You know, if you know the will of the kingdom, but don't know the principles of the kingdom and how to operate in them, you're not going to get too far down the road of operating in the kingdom of God. Now, we're talking about a spiritual kingdom right now. Jesus has not set up his natural kingdom here on the earth yet. That will happen after the tribulation period. He'll come back from heaven with the saints. We will be with him. And he'll set up his literal kingdom and we'll rule and reign with him for 1,000 years of righteous rule and peace. No more wars, thank God, until the end of that 1,000 years. Then there'll be a war that ends all wars forever. Glory to God. Done preached myself happy. Sorry about that. Right here on the commercial. That's offer number 7859, The Will of the Kingdom. Do you realize that Jesus tells you how to operate in the kingdom of God? He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, to this problem in your life, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, that's what he said. He said he'll have whatsoever he saith. If he believes, if he doubts not in his heart, if he believes what he's saying will come to pass. Now, see, there's more to it than just saying it. Somebody said, well, all you got to do is say it. No, there's more to it than that. You must believe. Doubt not in your heart. And you're going to have to say it until you do believe it. Because you'll believe more in what you say than you hear anyone else say. So when you operate in the principle of the kingdom, Jesus said if you had faith as a seed, you would say. The way you plant it is by saying it. That's offer number 7859, The Will and Principle of the Kingdom. A single DVD for $20 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $24. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400. Or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.